This shiur is on Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Daled. The Gemara at the top of Daf Yud Daled is in the middle of Ashak Levatarya, which began on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara brought a Braisa, which told us that the Lashon of the Mishnah Kishahizik Chav Hamazik was coming to teach us the din of Shemachinah B'Hashoyel Nesisach V'Haseicher, the din that when the Bailim give the shur over into the hands of a Shomer, there's still a Chi of Nezikin. And then the Gemara had a Kasha. What's the case? Does it mean the Agchi Tur de Shoyel Tur de Mashal? Does it mean the Agchi Tur de Mashal Tur de Shoyel? And the Rishenim are very bothered. Why does the Gemara ignore what would seem to be the most poshut case, the Agchi Tur de Mashal Tur de Alma? If the Braisa is coming to teach us that just like the Bailam are Chayiv for the Nezikin of the Shar, so too when they give it over into the hands of a Shomer, so the Pashup Pshat is, it means that when they give it over into the hands of the Shomer, and then that Shar goes and is Mazik someone else, a Tur Da'alma, the Shomer is going to be Chayiv. But the Gemara never even considers that Pshat. The Gemara says that Tur De'Shoyel, Tur De'Mashal doesn't make sense for one reason. Tur De'Mashal, Tur De'Shoyel doesn't make sense for another reason. And ultimately the Gemara says, La'olam da'aski Tur De'Mashal, Tur De'Shoyel, and it makes a new kimta, where he was kibbel of shmiras, gufa for the kibbel of shmiras azakov, and that's the only reason that it makes sense. So frek the Tesis HaRosh, why didn't the Gemara say that it was Akhi Tur De'Mashal, Tur De'Alma? So the Tesis HaRosh answers, as it's brought down in the Shita Mekubetzes, that the Gemara was making a diuk on the lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa was on the first wide line on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Kishahizik chav hamazik lahavi shemachina v'hashayel nesisach v'hasecher. Shehizika behema birshusan. And then it said, tam mishalim chatzi nezik mo mishalim nezik shalim. That lashon birshusan is mashma that the whole story happened within the chatzer of the shayel, between two shvarim that are both in that chatzer. So that means the Tur De'Shoyel and the Tur De'Mashal, one was mazik the other. It doesn't mean that they were mazik at Tur De'Alma, because then it wouldn't be called Bershusan, then it was Yetzi Chutz Bershusay V'Hezek. So from there the Gemara was medayik that it means one of these two cases. So the Gemara had a Shaka Pataria. Which one? Ultimately the Gemara says it makes sense only in the case of Tur De'Mashal or Tur De'Shoyel, and B'mayaskinan Shekibel Shmiras Gufoy V'Lekibel of Shmiras Nezakov. Let's go on next to the next step of the Shaka Vitaria. The Gemara says that if you're going to say the Braisa is talking about a case where the Shomer was never makabel on himself Shmiras Nezakin, then you'll have trouble with the next part of the Braisa. Ihachi Eima Seifa. Because it says in the next part of the Braisa that if the wall of the corral of the pen, what the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei calls a deer, if the wall of that deer breaks Balaila, or was broken by Listim, then if the animal goes out on his mazik, he's potter, which implies that if it would break b'yoyim, he'd be chayev. And the Gemara asks that if we're talking about a case where the shomer was never makabel shmiras nezakin, so he should automatically be potter for any nezikin that it does, even if it was nifritza b'yoyim. So the Gemara says anachanami, and the Gemara makes a further ukimta on the price, and it says that the end of the price is talking about a different case than the beginning of the price. All the Rishonim are bothered, though. Why is the Gemara so troubled by this Seifa? That L'Cheret, there shouldn't be a Chiyuv by its Nifritz of a Yom, since he wasn't Makabel Shmiras Nezakin. Why is the Gemara trying to make sense of the Braisa in saying a Chiyuv on the Shoyel, on the Shomer? L'Cheret Fakert, we just said in the previous part of the Braisa that it was talking about a case of Azkei Tur De'Mashal or Tur De'Shoyel, which means that the Chiyuv in the ratio of the Braisa was a Chiyuv on the Bailam. So the simplest reading of the Seifa would be that the Seifa is also talking about the Chiyuv of the Bailam. And to that it's saying that if it's Nifritza B'Laila, a Pritzura Listim, Potter, meaning the Bailam would be Potter, Ha B'Yoyim Chayav, meaning that the Bailam would be Chayav. And that makes perfect sense. That's just like the din of the Bailam that's stated in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei, that if the Bailam is Kainis saying the deer, and then if it's Nifritza B'Laila, so he's Potter, but if it's Nifritza B'Yoyim, then he's Chayav. And over here, what we're talking about, where the Shomer was like Kibbel of Shmiras Nezakov, so there's no Chiyuv for the Shomer. The whole Chiyuv is on the Bailam, and so the Braisa says that you have the same din that we learned on Daf Nun Hei, that if it's a Balayla Potter, if it's a Yom Chayev. Why then does the Gemara not say that the Braisa is talking about the Chiyuv of the Bailam? And we find, in response to this question, a fascinating thing in the Rishonim. We find that the Ravid and the Rashba, they both give an answer. And in the first step of their answer, they both say the same thing, But then they diverge, they go in opposite directions, and each one is saying exactly the opposite of the other. They both start off by saying that the Gemara couldn't learn that the Seif of the Braisa that's Machalik with Nifritza Balayla versus Nifritza B'Yoyim is talking about the Bailim, because by the Bailim there would be no Chiluk between Laila and Yoyim. What would be the din by the Bailim? So here they say opposites. The Rashba says there'd be no Chiluk because in all cases the Bailim would be Potter. And the Ravid says that there'd be no Chiluk because in all cases the Bailim would be Chayav. Now let's explain those one by one. The Rashba says that there'd be no Chiluk by the Bailim whether it was Nifritz of Balayla or B'Yoyim, because he says, look, if you take a look on Daf Nun Hey, Tosis over there explains what's the reason why Nifritz of Balayla is Potter and Nifritz of B'Yoyim is Chayav. Because the difference of B'yoyim is because B'yoyim mistama yodash anifritza. If it was during the day, so we could assume that the Bailim found out right away, he would know if the wall broke. So he's chayav. Mashenkin, if it happened at night, in the middle of the night, there's nobody around, it's dark, he's sleeping. So then we can't say mistama yada, and therefore he's potter. Until the morning comes, and then it's already, until enough time passes that it's reasonable to assume that he would know. Zak the Rashba, that whole chiluk between Yoyim versus Laila, as far as when we could say Mistama Yadash and Ifritza, that's all if it's in the Roshus of the Bailam. It's his field, it's his chatzer, it's his wall that broke, so then we would ordinarily think that he knows right away, except if it's by Laila, then there would be an exception. But if he gave it over to the Shomer, and he might be somewhere 100 miles away, so how is he supposed to know if the wall falls down? So even if it's B'Yoyim, Kachli B'Yoyim Kamei B'Laila, there's no difference between B'Yoyim or Balayla. Either way, you can't say Mistama Yadash Nifritza, he's 100 miles away. Therefore, Zuck the Rashba, the Bailim would be Pater whether it was Nifritza B'Yoyim or Balayla. So the Chiluk between B'Yoyim versus Balayla only makes sense by the Shemer. That's why the Gemara needs to find a way to fit it in with the Shemer. And now back to the Ravid. The Ravid says Pungfakert. The Ravid says that by the Bailam there'd be no Chiyav between Nifritz of B'Yoyim versus Nifritz of Balayla, in all cases the Bailam would be Chayav. Why? Because since he gave it over to a Shemer, but like we said a moment ago, the Shemer was Kibbel of Shmiras Gufa, V'loy Kibbel Olav Shmiras Nezakov, so that means he left it without any Shemer on it. So if he left his Shur without anybody to take responsibility, that's not going to be Mazik. So he's chayev. It doesn't matter when it's nifritza. He's not chayev because of the nifritza. He's chayev because he left it over without anybody watching it. So therefore, even if it's nifritza b'yoyim, the Bailam is still going to be chayev. So we have mamish mina kotza la kotza, the Rashba saying that even if it's nifritza b'yoyim, he's still going to be potter, and the Ravid saying that even if it's nifritza b'layla, the Bailam is still going to be chayev. Now, when we think about it a little bit more carefully, so l'chayra, let's go back to the Rashba. Doesn't the Ravid have a good argument? Why does the Rashba say that the Bailam will be Pater in all cases? Pater, what Pater's him? After all, he left it without anybody watching it. So l'chayra, the answer is that even though he left it without anybody that actually took responsibility to watch it, but he left it in a deer, and the deer was locked. It was null b'fanei karoi. We know that because the Braisa says nifritza, that the wool of the deer broke. That means before it broke, it was in a deer. So even though it's true that nobody ever said, I take responsibility to make sure this shirt won't be mazik, but l'maisa, the Bailam left it in an oifin, in a situation in which it was protected against going out and being mazik. It was enclosed in a deer. The deer had a wool, it was roi lam b'fnei ruach matsuya. So it's just like every Bailam that's kind of saying the deer. So the Rashba holds that even though there's no specific kabbalas shmir on the part of the shemer, but the Bailam did their job because they left it in a matzav that's meshumar. So the question then is, so what's pshat in the Ravid? The Ravid says that since no one was ever makabel shmiri here, so the Bailam will be chayev in all cases, even if it's nifritz of balayla, the Bailam are still chayev because they left it without a shemer. Aye, but they left it in a deer, and they were no b'fanei karoi, so why are they going to be chayev? So there are mefarshim that suggest that the nekudas ha-machlaikis over here really comes back to a machlaikis, to a chakira, which was probably brought up in the Shiurim earlier in the Masechta, because this is sometimes called the most yisoidistik hakira in all of Bava Kama. And all of the Achrayinim clearly, from the later Achrayinim, they clear at the beginning of Bava Kama, what's the Iker Machayev in Mamayne Shehizek? When that which I'm Chayev, when my Shur, when my Bar, when my Eish are Mazik, is the Pshat that because I was supposed to watch it and I was Pesheya, so that guilt, that responsibility on it because I caused it by not watching it, my pshia, that's the machayev? Or is the pshat that we don't need a pshia to be machayev? Since I own the property, so it's mistaber, it's right that I should be responsible for whatever it does. It's my mamon. My mamon went and was mazik someone else's property, so why should he lose out? It's my mamon that did it, so I should lose out. I should have to suffer the loss of that. They call that the machayev is mamoni shehizik. Now, even though, of course, if I would have watched it, and if I would do a shmira, and it'll be mazik anyway, then I'm potter. But the pshat is because then I'm an oines. If I do a shmira, the shmira patters me. It gives me a ptur oines. Well, not only sasa davar, an oines is pater b'chal terakula. So, in other words, the chakira is, everyone agrees that when I'm pesheya, I'm chayev. When I did a good shmira, I'm pater. But is the pshat that the pshia is what's machayev me? I mean, when I did a shmira, so I wasn't pesheya, so then there is no machayev. Or is the pshat that I don't need a pshia to be machayev? The mamayna shehizik is enough to be machayev. Just if I did a good shmira, the shmira patters me. That was the chakira that all the achrayim talk about at the beginning of the Masechta. Now over here, in the case of loik kibul of shmiras nezakin, but it was lamaisa in a deer, we have a very interesting situation. If you need to do a shmira, l'chair you didn't do a shmira, because you gave it over to somebody and he said that he's not watching it. But if you're only chayev, if there is a pshia, l'chair you weren't pesheya, because seif kol seif, it was nal b'fanei akaroi. So it could be that b'haka miflgi, the Rashba is learning that the machayev is the pshia. And over here, the Bailam weren't pesheya. They left it in an oifin that it was meshumar. So if you need a pshia to be machayev them, you don't have a pshia, they're going to be pater. The Ravid, though, held that you don't need a pshia to be machayev. Mamayna shehizik is the machayev. If it's your shor that's being mazik, you should have to pay, except that if you did a shmira, then that paters you. And over here, you gave it over to someone who says that he's not taking responsibility for it, so that can't be called a shmira. Therefore, the Ravid holds that the din is going to be that he's chayev. Now, I want to introduce in our next discussion another chiddush from the Ravid, another machlekes rishonim involving the Ravid, which may have bearing on this Ravid that we were just discussing before, but I'll call upon him. This second Ravid, the machlekes Rambam and Ravid that I want to tell you, is a very worthwhile and important idea in the sugya in its own right. We'll say over the Rambam and the Ravid, and then we could think about whether it could be connected to the Ravid that we started with as well. There's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid, and this is a Rambam Ravid machlekes that has not only a geshmak alumnus behind it, but also an interesting history behind it. There's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid about the halacha that we're learning in this braisa, that if a bailim gives over their shirt to a shamer, master the shemachinim l'seichen l'seichen l'seichen, so the halacha is that the shamer becomes chayev al kol panim if he's makabel of full shmir, he's kibel of shmiras nezakav and kibel of shmiras gufay, then he becomes responsible to pay for the nezikin that happened. And the question is, what about the bailim? Are the bailim completely removed from the chayev, or are there two parties that are chayev? And this is machlekes Rambam and Ravid, but it's not 100% clear which one holds which way. Let me tell you what happened. If you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Halacha Dalet, so the Rambam writes, HaMoitzeh behemte l'shem mechinim o'le noisei sachar o'le seicher o'le shayel, they're nichnesu tachas habaylim, and if the animal goes and is mazik, the shemer is chayev. But then the Rambam says, but let's say the shemer did a good shmira, and then the animal was mazik, so the shemer can't be chayev. Zok the Rambam has shemrim peturim v'habaylim chayovim. Now those last two words, v'habaylim chayovim, this is very surprising. The baylim gave it over to the shemer. L'cher, you'd think the baylim are off the hook. What, now, it's a question of whether the shemer should pay or not pay. You could tell me that if the shemer does a good shmira, he should be pater. But why should it make the bailam chayavim? So the Ravid had this kasha, but at the same time that the Ravid was learning the Rambam and had this kasha, we also find that the Chachmei Nil, who were in the same tekuf of the same dur as the Ravid, they also were learning this Rambam and they had the same kasha. Now look what happened to each one. The Ravid had this kash, and he wrote on the side of his Rambam, Omer Avram, that l'cher, this chiddush of the Rambam, ha-baylum chayavim, doesn't make sense. But at the end of his hasag, he says, Elish sheyesh loimar. But I could think of a way to be miyashiv, this chiddush of the Rambam. Sheyesh Loimar, that which the Rambam says a Bailam Chayavim, it could make sense. Because it means that the din of the Nizik is with the Bailam. The Nizik never goes to get paid by the Shamer. The Nizik always goes to get paid by the Bailam. And that which the Mishnah told us that the Shamer is Nichras Tachas HaBailam, that's a different din Torah. That's between the Bailam and the Shamer. The Bailam has to pay the Nizik for whatever happened. Then the Bailam could go and start a new din Torah and be Teveya from the Shamer that he should reimburse him. And the din of Kulam Nichras Tachas HaBailam is that the Shamer has to reimburse the Bailam. But on that there's a din that if the Shamer did a proper Shmira and the Shamer is an Oinus, then he's not going to have to reimburse the Bailam. But the Bailam will have the same chiv because the din of the Nizik is directly with the Bailam. So here, L'chari, you see the Ravid is trying to fight against that which the Rambam seems to say that the Bailam are in Gansen Chayav. And the Ravid says, no, it's only in a limited way. It means that they're Chayav pending their din Torah with the Shamer. Yes, the Bailam have to pay to the Nizik, but then the Bailam could get reimbursed from the Shamer. So the Ravid is coming to reduce the level of the Bailam's chiyuv in a case where the Bailam gives it to the Shamer. That's what happens in the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. But in the meanwhile, like I mentioned, the Chacham and O'Neill learned the same Rambam and had the same kasha. And they went and they sent to Shaila, they wrote it in a letter and they sent the letter to the Rambam. And they wrote, V'anu nistatmu me'eninu mayonis ha'chochmo ladas mazeh va'al mazeh ha'bailam chayavim. The wellsprings of wisdom are clogged up from our eyes. We don't understand what's pshat, why should the bailam be chayavim? And the Rambam wrote them back, Lo mikem hu chalila, that this clogging of the wellsprings of wisdom is not because of you. Ela hakulmis hu shesasman, it's the quill that clogged the wellsprings. V'hakulmis yegala amkan, and the quill will reveal their depth. Because Zuck the Rambam was all a mistake by the copyist, and I never meant to write habaylam chayavim. Those words are in the wrong place in the paragraph, in the copy that you got. Those words come into the wrong place in the paragraph, and the correct version of the paragraph, he rewrites it, he says it should come out differently. And according to the way the Rambam rewrites the paragraph, there is no din that the Bailam have to pay when the Shamer did a good Shmira. So, which means that after we learn the corrected version of this Rambam, it's not the Rambam who holds that the Bailam are Chayiv and the Ravid is reducing the Chayiv of the Bailam, but for a carrot. The Rambam doesn't hold of any chiv on the part of the Bailam. The Ravid, who said that the Rambam only makes sense to a certain extent, the Ravid now is the one that holds to a certain extent that there's a chiv on the Bailam. So now the Ravid's the one that holds a Bailam that gives it over to a Shomer is still a little bit responsible, while the Rambam seems to be of the opinion that no, it's not the Bailam's responsibility at all. Once he gives it to the Shomer, he's completely off the hook. So b'maikam eflagi, seems that the Rambam holds that when a Bailam hands it over to a Shamer, that's considered a Shmira. Since the Shamer is a Bardas, so the Bailam is doing a Shmira. Once he's done a Shmira, there's no more tainus on him. The Ravid apparently holds that there's no such thing as a Shmira through people. Giving it over to a person is not called doing a Shmira. When you take precautions to make sure that the shor is not mazik, that's called doing a shmira. When you ask somebody else to do that, that's not a shmira. But what it is a shlichus. You could give over the job to somebody else, and now it becomes his job. And then if the job doesn't get done, so he's responsible to you. If the Bailam asks the shamer to do it for him, and the shamer doesn't do a good job, the shamer has to pay the Bailam for that. But the Bailam can't say, I did a shmira. And therefore, the nizik has a tefiyah directly to the Bailam. The Nizik, they say, hey, this shor was supposed to be watched. They'll go to the Bailam, and the Bailam didn't do a Shmira. He asked somebody else to do the Shmira. So therefore, the Bailam has to pay the Nizik. But safe kosef, the Bailam shouldn't have to lose that. He did ask somebody else to do the Shmira, and therefore the Bailam could then be tevei the money from the Shamer. That's the chair what comes out lefi the Ravid. Meaning, both the Rambam and the Ravid agree that when the Bailam gives it over to a Shamer, the Shamer is nechnas tachas ha-Bailam. But according to the Rambam, the pshat is because the Bailam is doing a Shmira by giving it over to a Bardas. According to the Ravid, the pshat is that the Bailam is making a shliach. And now we could very well understand that if according to the Ravid, the whole patur for the Bailam is because the Shamer is becoming his shliach, so avada, that's only if the Shamer says, yeah, I'll be your shliach. I'm being makabal on myself, Shamer says, okay. It's your responsibility. It's the Bailam's responsibility to make sure the shor is not mazik. And if he says, I'll take over that responsibility for you, so then he's becoming his shliach. But if he never agreed to take over that responsibility, so then the Bailam didn't make a shliach. If the pshat and nichnas v'tachas ha-Bailam is that the Bailam is doing a shmira, so then I don't need that the shemer should actually speak out, I take responsibility. The mice of the shemer locked it up in a deer. The Bailam sees that it's locked up in a deer, so he walks away thinking, okay, it's in good hands, it's protected. So if the patur, when he gives it over to a shemer, is nichnas v'tachas ha-Bailam, so then you don't need that the shemer should actually be makabel shmiras nezakin. The mice, the shomer is watching it, so the Bailam is off the hook. That'll be the pshat and the Rashba. The Rashba that holds whether it's nifritz b'yom or nifritz b'layla, the Bailam should be patur anyway because they left it in a deer. They hold that the patur of a Bailam when he gives it over to a shomer is because that's called doing a shmira. So here also we can say that's called doing a shmira. But the Ravid is l'shitasai. The Ravid holds that the din of the nizik is always directly with the Bailam, which means the Bailam I never considered to have done a shmira. The holding of kulam nichnas v'tachas ha-Bailam, which means that the Bailam can get reimbursed by the shemer, only means that the Bailam made the shemer into a shliach for him. So then it's mistaber that when the shemer was loy kibul of shmiras nezakin, we can't say that he became a shliach, and therefore the Bailam are going to be chayav entirely, meaning the Bailam have to pay and will not get reimbursed from the shemer. Let's go on now to discuss another inyan. We'll discuss the inyan, the sugya of chatzar ha-shutfim. The sugya of chatzar ha-shutfim also began on Yud Gimel Amud Beis and continues on to Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The two sugyas, chatzar ha-shutfim and the case of Masa L'Shemer, are overlapping in the Gemara, but we're discussing each one separately. The sugya of chatzar ha-shutfim began with the machlokes of Rav Chisda and Rav Elazar, back on Daf Yud Gimel. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Imi chatzar ha-shutfim chayiv ba al ha-shein ve al ha-regel. That there's a chiyuv shein v'regel within a chatzar ha-shutfim. It's called ubir b'stei acher. And Rabbi Lazar Amar puter al hashem al regel, meaning it's not called ubir b'stei acher. But the Gemara in Yudalit at the beginning of the wide lines comes to a maskana that actually they were never arguing about the case of a full-fledged chatzar ha-shutfim. In a full-fledged chatzar ha-shutfim, what the Gemara calls chatzar miuchedes lezeh el lezeh, bein l'peiris, bein l'sharim, where both the mazik and the nizik had unlimited rights in the chatzar, such a chatzar ha-shutfim kuli amalei pligi, that you'd be pater, that when one shutif's shur is mazik the other shutif's peiris in such a chatzar, avadi he's pater. That's not called ubir b'stei acher. They only argue zakti gemara in a more specialized case, chatzar mechedes l'peiris v'in mechedes l'shvarim, which we'll perhaps discuss another time in the next shekel, b'lin adem. But al kapanim, in the case of the chatzar that's mechedes l'zeh l'zeh for everything, it's not called ubir b'stei acher, and you're not chayev. Zok the Rashba, but you're only not chayev as long as it's one shutif being mazik the other shutif. Reuven and Shimon own the field, and Reuven's payers got eaten up by Shimon's shar. That's where the Gemara says that there's no chayev. It's not called ubir b'stei acher. But let's say Levi's shar would come along and eat up Reuven's payers that are lying in this field. Levi would be chayev for that. For that, it's called ubir b'stei acher. Zog Reb Ayalev Malin, the Chedushi Reb Ayalev, Simen Samach Hei. There's a simen where Reb Leib discusses the sugya of Chatzar Shutfim in particular, as well as the sugya of Rishus HaNizik for Shein V'Regel more generally. And Reb Ayalev over there clears a Chakira. What's the aside of the din that you need Chatzar Nizik, that you need a Bir B'Stei Acher? Is the Iker Nakuda that the Rishus should belong to the Nizik? Or is the Iker Nekuda that it should not belong to the Mazik? And Reb Leib says that from the Rashba I have a Raya that the Iker Nekuda is tolling on the Mazik. The Din of Ubir B'Stei Acher means that it should be an Acher copy of the Mazik. And it's not tolling the Iker that it should, yes, belong to the Nizik. And before speaking out the Raya, which is pretty straightforward, but before speaking out that Raya, let's just be makdim that L'Chor you might have said that from the Gemara itself I see that. The Gemara says that if Reuven and Shimon own a field together and Shimon's shor eats Reuven's peiris, he's pater, because that's not called ubir b'stei acher. Now, if we were only interested in the chatzar belonging to the nizik, so the nizik here is Reuven, Reuven's a bailam over here, so why isn't it called ubir b'stei acher? Why isn't it called a rishus nizik? So elamai, you see that it's not enough that it belonged to the nizik. It's not toloi on belonging to the nizik. What it's toloi on be'ikar is not belonging to the mazik. And therefore, over here, you're pater, because since Shimon is also a Bailam here, so the Shus belongs to the Mazik. That's how you could have learned from the Gemara itself. You could bring a raya that the din of Beir Bistei Acher is not defined by belonging to the Nizik, it's defined by not belonging to the Mazik. But the emphasis from the Gemara itself, there wouldn't be a raya. Because from the Gemara itself, one could have said that no, la'ilim, the din of Beir Bistei Acher is a din of the Nizik, it has to belong to the Nizik. But the chiddush of the Gemara is that it has to belong exclusively to the Nizik. The type of Rosh HaNizik that the Torah requires is that it should be a chatzar which he owns all by himself. Then it's called a Rosh HaNizik. But if he has a shutif, then it's not sufficiently a Rosh HaNizik for there to be a chiyuv. So you could have learned that way in the Gemara, that in a chatzar shutfim, the reason why when Shimon Shar eats Reuven's peiris, he's pater, is because the field doesn't belong entirely to Reuven. So that's not called a steyacher. But if you would learn that way, that the Sivas HaPetur is because it doesn't belong entirely to Reuven, so Reuven's not enough of a Bailam here for it to be called the Chatzar HaNizik, then you'd say that if Levi's Shar comes and eats Reuven's pears, he'd also be Pater, because it still doesn't belong entirely to Reuven. If the Sivas HaPetur in the Gemara is that it doesn't belong entirely to Reuven, then it shouldn't matter who the Mazik is. But if the Rash comes along and says that the Gemara is only Patering if the Mazik is the other Shutif, but if the Mazik would be a Fremde Mensch, then he'd be Chayav. That means it's not a chesaron in how much it belongs to the nizik, because that's the same in both cases. So Weiss studies that that's the we don't have a problem with how well it belongs to the nizik. The only problem that we have is that it also belongs to the mazik. The Sivas HaPetur in the Gemara is that it belongs to the mazik. Memelu Zak the Rash, but that's only if the mazik is the other shutif. But if the mazik would be somebody from the outside, then he would be chayav. So Dr. Blaib, so from the Rashba I have a raya l'chayra, that the Iker Nekuda in the din of Rosh HaNizik is that it belong, is that it not belong to the Mazik. It's not the Iker Tali on belonging to the Nizik, it's the Iker Tali on not belonging to the Mazik. That's what you'd say, L'chay Rezekter Blaib, based on the Rashba. A Rezekter Blaib, and here he comes to the crux of it, but the problem is that there's another case that appears a little further down on our Amud, when the Gemara is going through the Brice of Arba Klalis Hayat Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Ben Azikin, and the fourth klal that Rav Shimon Elazar introduced was the case of Leil Lezeh V'Leil Lezeh, and the Brice said that you'd be Chayiv Bayal Hashin Mal Regal, and the Gemara picks up on this 9 lines from the bottom of the Amud, and the Gemara says My Leil Lezeh V'Leil Lezeh. What's the case that the Braisa calls Leil Lezeh V'Leil Lezeh? Ilema, if you'll understand it literally, it means Leil Lezeh V'Leil Lezeh Klal. That it means that we're talking about a chatzar that didn't belong to the Mazik, it didn't belong to the Nizik. You have a chatzar where Shimon's Shar goes into a field, but it isn't Shimon's, and he finds Reuven's payers that were in that field, but it isn't Reuven's either. So the field belongs to a third person, not the Mazik, not the Nizik. On that frekti gemara, v'ha be'inu b'ir b'stei acher, v'leka, frekti gemara, how could the Braisa say that you'd be chayiv in such a case? Avada, you'd be pater. It's poshut to the gemara that this chatzar shel acher, or what the gemara elsewhere calls a chatzar she'ina shel shnehem, that doesn't belong to either one of them, is pater. Frekti v'leiv, now we have a stira. Because if the seyid of b'ir b'stei acher was just that it shouldn't belong to the mazik, so what's wrong over here? A chatzar she'ina shel shneihem, it doesn't belong to the mazik. Good, it doesn't belong to the nizik either, but it doesn't belong to the mazik. So why aren't you chayiv? So from that halacha, I would conclude that the ikker din of chatzar and nizik is totally on the nizik, that it should, yes, belong to the nizik. But then the problem comes back. If the ikker din is that it should belong to the nizik, so bishlama, the case of our Gemara, where it says that a chatzar shel shutfim is pater, I can understand. I'll say that's because you need it to belong to the nizik, and you need it to belong entirely to the nizik. And over here, the nizik has a shutif, so that's why you're pater. But when the Rashba comes along and says, but if someone else's shur will come into the chatzar shutfim and be mazik, he'll be chayav, so that means that this is not a chasarin in how much it belongs to the nizik. That means that the Rashba was assuming the only reason why in the case of the chatzar shutfim, you're pater, is because it belongs to the mazik. So now, Mamar of Shach, which is the Iker? Is the din of Ubir B'stei Acher that it should not belong to the Mazik, or is the din of Ubir B'stei Acher that it should belong to the Nizik? If the din is that it should belong to the Nizik, then why is the Chatzar Shutfim Pater? And if the din is that it should not belong to the Mazik, then why in the case of the Einish Shneim are you Pater? So Dr. Blaib, the Chayr, what's Mucha from the Rashba, is that Tarvayu Esnehu, that both dinim are true. that the din of ubir b'stei acher is totally on fulfilling both of these requirements. The Torah is only mechayev when you have two ingredients, that the field belongs to the nizik, and also that it doesn't belong to the mazik. And if you're missing either one of these two ingredients, then you'll be pater. So the chatzar she'ena shel shneihem is pater because it doesn't belong to the nizik. The chatzar has shutfim where one shutif is mazik, the other is pater because it does belong to the mazik. The case of the Rashba, where you have a chatzar shutfim and somebody else's shur comes in and eats a shutif's peiris, so we've satisfied the requirement that it not belong to the mazik. We've satisfied the requirement that it yes belonged to the nizik. Therefore, zok the Rashba, in that case, you're going to be chayev. Now, for the next shtickle, we'll go over to the Shakapatari at the bottom of the Amud that we were just referring to, where the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the pshat on leil zev or leil zev, where the Braisa said that he'd be chayev. And from the conclusion of that Shakapatari, we come out with a new complication for the discussion that Reb Leib was just having about the Yisoid of Ubir B'Stei Acher. Because the Gemara says that the case of Leila Zeh V'Leila Zeh, it clearly cannot mean the Chatzar She'ena Shel Shneihem, because such a case is Pater. So what does it mean? So 2-3 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara comes up with a case where it says that only the Nizik was allowed to put his Peiris there. Leila Zeh V'Leila Zeh L'Peiris El D'Chad. Only the Nizik was allowed to put Peiris there. But Lezeh U'Lezeh L'Shvarim. But both of them were allowed to bring in their shar. That's our girsa in the Gemara. And on that, the Gemara will be saying that's the case where Rabbi Shimon Elazar said in the Braisa that the mazik is chayiv for shein v'begel. And in Tosis, Dibur Maschal, Leil Lezeh, V'Leil Lezeh, Tosis says Rabbeinu Tam could not take this girsa. He says, Leil Gersinan Leil. Why would you be chayiv for shein v'begel if Lezeh U'Lezeh L'Shvarim? That means that the mazik was allowed to come in with his shar. So Frak Rabbeinu Tam, isn't that what we were just talking about before? That in a chatzah, in a regular chatzah ashutfim, where lachar, there's no chasarin that it doesn't belong to the nizik, but nevertheless the Gemara said that it's pater because it belongs to the mazik. We see that the fact that it belongs to a mazik takes away from the definition of chatzah and nizik, and it pater in the case of the chatzah ashutfim. If it patered before, why wouldn't it pater over here also? So the Rabbeinu Tam said that no, the case in the din in such a case where it belongs to the nizik for peiris, but lezeh lezeh l'shvarim, the din of adu would be that you're pater, and Rabbeinu Tam changes the girsa and says that the Gemara really meant loy lezeh v'loy lezeh l'shvarim. Now this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam fits very well with the clone that we were saying before, and so is Dr. Blame. Everything that we said before is true aliba de Rabbeinu Tam. This is so that there's two chalakim to the definition of chatzar and nizik. It needs to belong to the nizik, and it also needs to not belong to the mazik. That is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Aber Rashi at the bottom of the Amud, it's clear that he had the girsa that we have, although Rashi doesn't have the actual words of the Gemara in a Dibra Maschil that we see as girsa, but from the way Rashi explains the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, it's clear that he's going on the case that we have Lefaneinu, that it says Lezeh U'Lezeh L'Shvarim, and the Rif brings it down that way, and the Rambam paskins this way. These Rishonim all hold that even though a full-fledged chatzar ha-shutfim was pater, but if you have the chatzar which is miyuchad for the nizik for peiris, but lezeh u'lezeh l'shvarim, you're chayev. Now, if this case is chayev, even though the shar mazik was allowed to be there, that means that the definition of a bir b'stei achar is not defined by not having permission for the mazik. It doesn't matter if the mazik's allowed to be there. It's defined by the fact that the nizik, that it belongs to the nizik. As long as it belongs to the nizik, that's enough to make you chayev. So then the shayla is, so why is the chasar shutfim pater? And if you'll tell me, like we went through before, if you'll tell me because he doesn't own it exclusively and that's not enough to be called his, then why does the Rashba say that if Levi's shur were coming from the outside and eat the peiros of Reuven, then he'd be chayev? So the chayev from the case of chasar, of the full-fledged chasar shutfim, al kaponim together with the hisaf of the Rashba, it seems to be muchach, that we do define chatzar nizik as meaning that there's no rishus for the mazik. And yet, we have this case at the bottom of the Amud where it's lezeh lezeh l'shvarim, there was rishus for the mazik, and nevertheless, the Rambam holds that the mazik is chayav. Zog der Blei. So for the Rambam, for the Rif, for Rashi, we need another hezber in the inyan of chatzar nizik, of what's the ikker definition of chatzar nizik. And Dr. Blaib, that there's a different kasha on this sugya that affects a key maramok and one of the most famous shtiklach from the Rishonim in the beginning of Bava Kama. The Rush on Daf Beis brings down a statement from the Rif, on that which Chazal tell us that Shein v'Regel are only Chayiv Brishus and Nizik, and they're Pater Brishus Arabim. Zuck the Rif, the reason why Shein v'Regel are Pater Brishus Arabim is because it's Urchayhu Bahachi. It's normal for the Bailam, for the Baal HaShur, to be walking there with his Shur, and it's not reasonable to expect him to be holding on to his Shur at all times, and therefore the Torah patters him for Shein v'Regel and Rishus Arabim. And the Rush says that it's strange for the Rift to be adding a time of Dekra. We know the reason why you're part of Rishus Rabbim is because the Torah says so. The Torah says it would be your B'stei Acher. So it's Exeris HaKosov. Why is the Rift adding a time? What does this do for us? How does it change anything? Zuck the Rush, because the Rift wanted to teach us an Afkamina. By teaching us that the time of the Patur Rishus Rabbim is because of Tzurchai Bahachi, he was being Megala an Afkamina. Zuck the Rush, we say that you're Chayav Rishus HaNizek. And your pater Birshus Arabim, what's it totally on? Is it totally on where the Hezek took place? Or is it totally on where your Shur was walking? And the Nafkamina is in the case that the Rush calls an Eitz Aruch. Let's say there's a long board, a long piece of wood, that one end is in the Rishus Arabim and one end is in the Rishus HaNizek. And my Shur is walking in the Rishus Arabim and it steps on this piece of wood. And by pressing down on the piece of wood, whose other end is in the Chatzar HaNizek, it breaks the Kalim of the Nizek in the Chatzar HaNizek. Is this called Regel B'Shus HaRabim or Regel B'Shus HaNizek? Zuck the Rush, well, I learned from the Rif, that the Rif says that the Tam, why your Pater is because it's Urchayu B'Hachi, so that means we're not interested in where the Hezek happened, we're interested in where the Shur was walking. The Shur was walking in B'Shus HaRabim, it's Urchayu B'Hachi, so you'll be Pater even in such a case. So that was the Chiddush of the Rif with the Rush. At the beginning of the Masechta, that the time why you're pater for Shein v'Regel B'Shus HaRabim is because you're Chayav B'Hachi, and the Nafkamina is that the case of Eitz Aruch is also pater. Rektor Ba'yaleib, that L'Chayav there's a steer with Reshus to the Rush and the Rif from what it says in our Sugya, because here we learn that a Chatzar She'in Shal Shnehem is also pater. That's not called Ubir B'Stei Acher, because the Reshus doesn't belong to the Nizik. Aye, but you don't have Chayav B'Hachi. If the time why you're pater is because you're Chayav B'Hachi, it's normal for the Shara Mazik to be walking there. He's supposed to be walking there. Over here, he's Bechatzar She'enish al-Shneim. He's intruding, he's trespassing on somebody else's field. It's not Urchayu B'Hachi. It's not as if the Bailim have Rishus to be taking him there. And yet the Gemara says that he's still Patu, because that's not called to be a B'Stei Acher. Sef Kosef, it's not the Rishus of the Nizek. So doesn't that mean that the Sibas HaPatur is not that it's Urchayu for the Mazik to be walking there? Isn't that a steer mefureshes to the Vart of the Rush and the Rif? So Dr. Blabe, what's muchach in the Rif is that there are two dinim. There's one din of Ubir B'Stei Acher, which teaches me that you need Rishus HaNizek. And then there's an additional din that Birshus HaRabim is Pater Alzer Chayu B'Hachi. The first din is Gzeres HaKosov, Ubir B'Stei Acher, and it has to belong to the Nizek. And that din, if you think back to the Chakir that we cleared before, is it totally on belonging to the Nizek or is it totally on not belonging to the Mazek? It's totally on the Nizek. The din of Ubir B'Stei Acher, we're going to say Lefi, this Yisoy, this Mahalach of the Rif, is that the din of Ubir B'Stei Acher is totally on the Nizik. If it belongs to the Nizik, then you'll be Chayev. If it doesn't belong to the Nizik, then you're Pater. And that's the reason why Chatzar She'en Shal Shneim is Pater, because it doesn't belong to the Nizik. Now, Rishus HaRabim, there's an additional reason why you're Pater, because it's your Chayev B'Hachi. Avad, I don't need that reason to Pater Rishus HaRabim. I can Pater Rishus HaRabim because it doesn't belong to the Nizik. But I have this additional reason also, which I know Misvara, that you can't be Mechayev Shem V'Regel Rishus HaRabim because it's your Chayev B'Hachi. And the additional reason makes an afkamina. An afkamina is like the Rush said, the case of the Eitz Aruch. The Eitz Aruch, Zuktor Blaib, a Chiddush Ladina, that if you'll have a tzir of an Eitz Aruch in a Chatzar She'en Shal Shneim, then you won't be Chayav. I mean, then you won't be Pater. Again, the Rush had said at the beginning of the Masechta that, according to the Rif, the Eitz Aruch case is going to be Pater. Zuktor Blaib, but an Eitz Aruch case in a Chatzar She'en Shal Shneim, that's going to be Chayav. Because over there, where the whole Sivas HaPatur is, that it has to be Rishus HaNizek, so that goes bust with the Hezek, as long as the Kalim that broke were Rishus HaNizek. So you're going to it's called Rubir B'Stei Acher, and you'll be Chayav. But Rishus HaRabim, where you have the additional Sivas HaPatur, that it's Urchayu B'Hachi, so then, even if the Kalim are in the Rishus HaNizek, but if the animal walking is Rishus HaRabim, and he steps on the Eitz Aruch, he'll be Pater. So what does this do for us? Come back to the case of the Ba'am of the Amud, where it says that it belongs to one person for Paris, and l'zeh u'l'zeh l'shvarim. And the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi have in the Gemara that you're chayav in such a case. Tami asked the kasha that how is it different than the case that we had before about the chatzar ha-shutfim? Doesn't that case, from the fact that you're partner in the case of the chatzar ha-shutfim, doesn't that prove that part of the definition of rishus ha-nizik is that it not belong to the mazik, that there's no rishus for the mazik? And over here, if it's lezel, 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 so there is rishus for the mazik. So how could you be chayev? But the teretz is, lafi the riff, we could say, no. The din of chatzar ha-nizik has nothing to do with the mazik. The din of chatzar nizik is totally engansen in the nizik. It has to belong to the nizik. And if it belongs to the nizik, that's enough to satisfy the requirement of chatzar nizik. And that's why this case at the bottom of the Amud is going to be chayav. That which chatzar shutfim was potter is not because of a chasaran of rishus nizik. Avada that was called rishus nizik. But the reason why that case was potter was because since it's Miuchad lezeh lezeh leperis u leshvarim, it belongs to everybody for everything with unlimited rights, that has a din of rishus harabim. If it's a full-fledged chatzar where everyone is allowed to go, so that's like a rishus harabim where there's unlimited rights. And then there's the p'tur of Rechayu B'hachi. The Bailam walk around very freely over there. They let their shor walk around very freely over there. So there's a p'tur of Rechayu B'hachi. But in the case of the Baam of the Amud, once the rights are already limited and one person has more of a rishus than the other person, so even if Lamaisa, the hiluch of the shur, was legal, the mazik was within his rights to be allowing his shur to go there, but you can't call it Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a place with his unlimited rights. So the case of the Chatzar HaShutfim, the Bailam of Potter, the mazik was Potter, because of the, it's considered Rosh Hashanah and it has the Torah of Rechai Wachi. The case of the Baam of the Amud doesn't have the status of Rosh Hashanah and doesn't have the Torah of Rechai Wachi. So there we just have to down on whether it's Potter because it's not called Rosh Hashanah. So there the Rif and the Rambam hold, and no, it is called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah just has a simple definition. Does it belong to the Nizik? If the Nizik is allowed to be there, he's allowed to be putting his payers there, that's called Rosh Hashanah. The whole Shekel Torah that we said before, that there are two definitions, two halakim to the definition of Rosh Hashanah. It's not enough that it belongs to the Nizik. It has to also not belong to the Mazik. That was only true Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. But Lefi the Rif and the Rambam, there's a very simple definition of Rosh Hashanah. It has to belong to the Nizik. And over here, where it was Miyuchad LeNizik LePayrus, so it belongs to the Nizik. And therefore, there'll be a chiv of shame and regal. Mashenkin, in the case before, in the full-fledged chatzar shutfim, it's potter because of the second din that the Rif holds, the din of Rosh Hashanah.
Let's go over now to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, about halfway down the Amud, it talks about how on the one hand we have a braisa that says that we're only chiv from karka, and on the other hand, there's a braisa that says, Yashav al-Rabbi Shavakesav afilu subin. And then the Gemara answers, Hachav amayaskinon biyasmi, meaning that the din, that we're only goyva from karka, that's talking about if the nizik is coming to collect from the yisaimim of the mazik. And then there's a halacha that metaltli diasmi le mishtabdi, so then they can only collect from karka. So much so that the Gemara goes on in the next step and says that even if the nizik would grab the metaltlin from the yisaimim, basin would not let him keep it unless he was tafas mechayim. So what's clear in our Gemara is that the metaltalei diasmi lei mishtabdi, and if the nizik is coming to collect from yisaimim, he can only collect from karka. The Rif writes that this was all true in the times of the Gemara. But during the tekufa of the Ga'inim were mesakin that from now on, there should be a shibud on metaltalein the same way there's a shibud on karka, and from now on, people should be able to collect their debts from metaltalein even when they're collecting from Lekuchais or from Yisaimim, when they're not collecting from the Leva himself. Still, they should be able to collect from Metaltalin. They made Metaltalin just like Karka. And so Zuck the Rif, Lefi that Takanas HaGa'inim, the din of Argamar won't apply. Nowadays, when one is collecting from Yisaimim, he'll be able to collect whether from Karka or from Metaltalin. And so too, so says the Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis, if Hilchas Niz came on in Halacha Ches, Kfar Tiknu HaGa'inim, Likvayz Bal Choyv Min HaMetaltalin. The Gainim were mesakin that every Baal Chayiv could collect from Metaltalin upashta takana zoi b'chol batidinim, all batidinim paskin like this, l'fikach magvin hanizakin min haMetaltalin shel yisaimim. Therefore, nowadays, when you come to collect from yisaimim, we don't differentiate and we're able to take Metaltalin from yisaimim just like we would from the Mazik himself. So the Rif and the Rambam are bringing down the takana zoi Gainim and they're saying that it applies by Nazikin. Now, until this Gemara,
while everybody knows about the Takanas HaGa'inim, like the Rambam writes, it's Pashta Takanas HaBachol Batidinim. Nobody denies that there's nothing controversial or debatable about the Takanas HaGa'inim, but there's a chiddush here in the Rif and the Rambam, they're being Mechadesh, that it should apply also to Nezikin. Because until now, we only found that it applied elsewhere, by Milveh and by Ksubas Isha. And the Talmud of the Rif, Rabbeinu Ephraim, is Ma'ir, he has a Hasaga which is printed on the side of the Gemara in the Dapei HaRif, and he's Ma'ir, he's Masig on this Rif, that L'chair, this Rif is saying a Chiddush which he shouldn't accept. Because that which we find that the Gaonim were Masakin this, they were Masakin it with his Tzeirich. Ksubas Isha, there's a Tzeirich. If an Isha is not going to be able to collect from a Talitha, so Nashim are going to be reluctant to get married, because not everybody has Karka. And if Nashim feel that it's difficult to collect the ksuba, so they're not going to want to get married, so Mishum Bittul Piri Rivya, the Ga'inim were Masakin that they should be able to collect their ksubas from a Talitha. A Malveh also, if a Malveh isn't confident that he's going to be able to collect his debt, then he's not going to want to lend money. That's called Leisin Al Deles Bifnei Leivin. And when the Ga'inim saw that most people are nervous that they can only collect from Karka, so they're going to be nervous that they're not going to be able to collect their debts, because many people don't have karka, so they were misakin that you could also collect your loan from a talitlan. Zogim ben Ephraim, so they said it by ksubas isha because of a great tzeirich, bittul piri rivya. They said it by nezikin because of a, I'm sorry, they said it by a milva because of a great tzeirich, shleisin al delos b'fnei loivin. Mehechet heisi, that they would say the same thing by nezikin. And so, Rabbi Ephraim argues with the Rif and says that no, by nezikin we were blind with the din of the Gemara, that when you're coming to collect from Yosemi, we could only collect from karka and not from a talitlan. The Rush comes to give a teretz for the way the Rush brings down the Rif, and he brings down Rabbeinu Ephraim's Hasaga. And Zuck the Rush, nevertheless, I think the din of the Rif will be correct, because Venir Ali, the B'dayres Halalu Metaltalin Kemekarka Ilachol Mili, Shibud Medina de Gemara, Af Beloy Takana. Zuck the Rush, that nowadays things have changed so much that you don't have to come on to the Takanas HaGa'inim anymore to make it that you should be allowed to collect from a Talitlan. Nowadays, you could collect from a Talitlan Medina de Gemara. Why? What changed nowadays? He says, because nowadays, the Iker Mas Umatan of people is with Talitlan, that's what most people are Isaac in. And so, Havi Kigamla de Aravia, he quotes a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Zayin, where it says that in Arabia, an Isha that gets married could collect her ksuba from camels. And the Gemara says, because even though camels are metaltalin, and everywhere else in the world, you can't collect a ksuba from metaltalin, you can only collect ksuba from karka. But in Arabia, for them, camels was the most secure property. That's what people considered their most primary asset, their camels. That was much more important to them than their karka. And so the Iker Smichas Das was on camels. So Zuck the Rush, you see already a makar in the Gemara that where the Iker Smichas Das of people is on something other than karka, then that something else becomes like karka and gets the din of shibud, and you could collect from that me'ikra din. So Zuck the Rush, looking around nowadays, that's the way most people view metaltalin. Most Yidden Zuck the Rush don't have karka. What do they do business with? They do business with metaltalin. So the Iker Smichas Das of everybody when they do business is on the other party's metaltalin, not on the other party's karka. They don't expect that the other party has karka and will be able to pay his debts with karka. And so nowadays metaltalin have a shibud me'ikaradin. In the times of the Ga'inim, the Rush is assuming that the Metzias wasn't like this. That really karka still had the chashivas that it had in the times of the Gemara, but nevertheless the Ga'inim were masakin a kula to make it easier for ksubas isha and for nezikin. They said you could collect from a talitlan. So for that, Rabbeinu Ephraim is really right that shouldn't apply by nezikin, because that's a special kula. They only made it by makom tzeirech, and for nezikin you don't have that tzeirech. Abayzak the Rush, but bizmanenu anu. It's like the Gamla de Aravia, and so you don't have to come onto the Tekanas HaGa'inim. It's going to be true me'ikir adin, and maybe it'll be true even when there isn't a particular tzairich, so you could collect from metaltalin, even by nezikin. Now, the Rush is saying this in support of the Rif, but it's not really a teretz for the Rif, because the Rush is really supporting the Rif of Olay Mitameh. The Rush is really saying that in the machlekes between the Rif and Rabbeinu Ephraim about whether the Takanas HaGa'inim should apply to Nezikin, Rabbeinu Ephraim is right. that the Tekanas Gainim shouldn't apply to Nezikin. But from Desvegan Zuck the Rush, you could collect from Metalkal Diasmi because nowadays it's different. It's better than it was in the times of the Gainim. But that's not what the Rif and the Rambam were saying. The Lashon of the Rambam again is clear. Kvar tiknu ha-ga'inim, that every Baal Chayv could collect from Metaltlin, and lafikach magben ha-nezokim in a Metaltlin, meaning over here in Ezekin, you could collect nowadays because of the Tekanas ha-ga'inim. So while the Rush is supporting the psak of the Rif and the Rambam, but he's not answering the kasha that Rabbi Ephraim had on the Rif and the Rambam. But I'll tell you a very interesting, very geshmak amara makam. There's a Magen Mishnah in the Rambam and Hachas Ishus, in Perek Tez Zayin, Halacha Zayin, which is where the Rambam first brings down this Tekanas HaGoyinim. Tiknu HaGoyinim B'chol Yeshiva Shatiha Isha Goyvik Subas Achim Mizbayla Af Menam Metaltlin. That there's a Tekanas HaGoyinim that an Isha could collect her Ksuba from Metaltlin. Over there, Zak the Magen Mishnah, after he writes, that where is this Tekana brought down? He says, Ksuba B'halachas V'chol Sefer HaGoyinim V'atam. He says the reason is mipnei shahar ben nashim is asking a metaltlin levad bezman hazeh. Then nowadays, that's what most people do business with. Ve'isha semeches alayhen, and that's what an isha's das semichon. Ukayoyt seiba ze amru begemar beperek metzias ha'isha gamlum shel aravia. The Magen Mishnah brings that gemar in ksubas daf samach zayin as an explanation for the tekanas ha'goyinim. The Rosh is being mechalik between the Tekanas HaGoyinim and the Metzias nowadays, which is similar to the Gemalim Shel Aravia. The Rosh was assuming that in times of the Goyinim, it wasn't like nowadays that most people only have Metaltlin, people don't have Karka, and therefore Me'ikra Din, you shouldn't be allowed to collect from Metaltlin, just the Goyinim were Mesakin to Akula. They should be able to collect from Metaltlin, even the Me'ikra Din, it wouldn't be like that. The Magen Mishnah is learning that no, the Tekanas HaGoyinim was because they recognized the same mitzvahs that the Rush was recognizing, and they were saying that the din of the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Zayin now applies to all Metaltlin. The same thing that the Rush thought should apply nowadays as a replacement for the Tekanas HaGoyinim, the Magen Mishnah is saying no, that was the Tekanas HaGoyinim. The Tekanas HaGoyinim wasn't that there should be a kula that you could collect Shaloi Kedina de Gemara. The Goyinim were pointing out that the Dina de Gemara should apply, that Medina de Gemara, the Shiva should apply nowadays even to Metaltlin. And if that's the case, if that's the Pshat of the Tekanas HaGoyinim, then Avad Rabbein Ephraim's Hasaga is not right. Rabbein Ephraim, who is saying that it should only apply where there's a Tzairich, no, it's Me'ikra Din. The Goyinim were just pointing out that nowadays Metaltlin have the same role that Karka had in the times of the Gemara, and so Legabi all Shibudim, Metaltlin could be collected from just like Karka. If you name on like the Magen Mishnah and not like the Rosh, then there's a teretz for the Rif and the Rambam. It's the same svara that the Rosh was saying, but the Magen Mishnah is telling us that svara goes into the Tekanas HaGoyinim, and therefore it fits with the way the Rif and the Rambam present the halacha.
And let's take a look now at the Gemara near the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara says in that part of the Mishnah which said Bifnei Beistin, the Gemara's maskana is that it means Prat LeBeistin Hedyotis. Pashtus, the Gemara is saying, that a basin of Hedyotis cannot dan Nezikin. Rashi says, though, when Rashi is explaining this Gemara, Rashi doesn't use the word Nezikin, Rashi uses the word Knossais. And Taisus is Medaic from Rashi, Taisus in the Barasel, Prat LeBeisin Hedyotis, Pirsha Kuntras, the Inyan Dine Knossais. That Rashi is limiting the din of the Gemara, that when it says Prat LeBeisin Hedyotis, it doesn't mean all Nezikin, but it means Dafka, the dinim of Knossais. Knossais can't be done b'fnei hedyotis. And then Taisus is a problem that there is no case of knas that's necessarily mentioned in the Mishnah. Most nezikin are mamon. The only case of nezikin that's knas, that may be knas, is karen. It's machlekes and the Gemara daf tesvav palganizka mamayno or palganizka knasa. But even if you suppose palganizka knasa, but it's not at all pashut that our Mishnah is talking about karen. That's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel about what Shur means and what Mava means, and there's one man to Amar that yes, Tana Shur, b'chol milu de Shur, but there's one man to Amar that Tana Shur le Ragloi, umave le Shinoi, and then Karen is not on the mission at all. So, Frek Toisvis, how could we have a mission here on Daf Yudalad, which is Bepashtus coming to explain the mission on Daf Beis of Arba of Ezekin, and it's saying a din of Bifnei Basin, which the Gemara says means, probably based on Hadyaitois.
if the only thing that you can't daven in front of a Beis and Hadyotis is Keren, and Keren is not even one of the Arba Avos Nezikin?
So Tosfos answers, Mikol Makom Meramiz Lanu Atana B'Masnisin. The Tana is B'derech Rem is referring to something that wasn't included in the Arba Avos Nezikin.
Obviously, it's a Deich Pshat in the Gemara, but Tosfos feels that there's nothing else that you could say in the Gemara because L'maisa Tosfos is clear, this Tosfos is sure about, that there's no other case other than Keren on which we would say Prat L'Beis and Shalad Yaitis. Zok the Ksais is in Simen Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, Zok the Ksais, from this Tosfos there's a clearer right to be Poshet to Shaila that the Paiskim of Ma'ir, the Shach, was Mustapik about and leaned the other way. That which the Mechaber is dining about in Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph. Which dinim does a Beis Din dan nowadays when we don't have Dayanim Mumchim? Which dinim do we dan nowadays and which dinim don't we dan nowadays? And the Mechaber says that a case of a shur that was negeich another shur shechavla b'chaviroi, the Mechaber says Beis Din doesn't dan nowadays. Zok the Shach, what about Eish and Bar? Zok the Shach, he quotes Poiskim that talked about it, and the Shach's Netiya seems to be on that side that nowadays the Beis Din will not dan Eish and Bar. But there's a mefurish arayah from our Tosfos that Beis Din will dan Eish and Bar. Because in our Tosfos, because Eish and Bar are two of the Arba Avos Nezikin, but it's sure Bar, Mava, and Hever. Bar is Bar, and Hever, that's Eish. So why does Tosfos say that we can't think of anything in the Mishnah that a Beis Din Hadyotis wouldn't dan on? And we have to say that the Gemara is only talking about Derech Remez. The Gemara says, Prat L'Beis Din Shel Hadyotis, if the Shach is right, it's going on Eish and Bar. Those are two of the Arba Avos Nezikin. So therefore, the Ksei says, it's gans mavur and Tosfos. The Tosfos are not like the Shach, and the Ksei says, therefore, halacha l'maisa, that we should paskin, not like the Shach. And we would say that a Beis Din of nowadays could dan Eish and Bar. The only thing that he doesn't dan is Keren.